Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, discussing the sheet of the Reim, who holds that Dine Mamanis, the ribis, must be paid. Just Medine Isur Veheter, we tell the Malve that it's forbidden for him to demand the money, and the Loive can subpoena him to court and tell him that you have to cancel the loan, but until he actually cancels it, it is still extant. And that we saw numerous caches in the first shear, proving that ribis is iser, it's not mammon. So how can the Yireyim say that it's mammon? In the previous shear, we saw yisod, and when it says kol milsa d'amar rachman alay savid yavad lay mahani, pshat is not that because of the iser, there's no chalos, but rather that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us two things. A, forbidden. B, it's not chal. That is the Yesod HaDvorim that we saw in the previous shiur. And now we are going to take the ball and run with it, as it were. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. We have been going through over the years his beautiful, unbelievable, illuminating, scintillating shiurim and Torah, and I love it. So thank you for joining me. And now he gets zum pinkt. All right. V'nirah lefi zeh. Zum pinto, I think they would say. V'nirah lefi zeh bedina deshmita asksofim leshita sayarayim. עכשיו אנחנו ניגשים לעצם העניין מהי שיטת היראים בדין שמיטת כספים. דאף דאין עצם החוב נפקע לגמרי והקטי הלווה בחיובו קיים. מכל מקום, כיוון דכתיב לא ייגוס, הרי מצד כללה דיעבד לא מהנה, מפרשין הנקרא, לא רק דאסיר עלי, אלא דלא מציל למעבד. So what's פשט שמיטת כספים? The choiv isn't nifka. The choiv isn't erased. There's still a debt. The loive still owes money to the malve. Nevertheless, the Torah says, lo yigos. Lo yigos. You are not allowed to approach the borrower and demand the money back. So as far as the rule of Iva Avid Loi Mahani goes, we explain the pasuk that not only is it usur to demand the money back, but rather he is not able to. Lo rak de'asir alei, ela de'lo matzi le'mevad, he's not able to. V'nimtza, de'mefarshin anhacha, de'lo rak de'asur lo ligos, not only is it usur for him to demand his money back, but rather he cannot do so. What does it mean he cannot do so? And go up and say, give me my money back, right? The answer is that he doesn't have a koyach hatviyo. She'en lo koyach hatviyo. U'kami she'en o baal din letboya dami. It's like he's not a baal din. It's like, who are you? And parenthetically, we see as Achov that a malva has no schus and koach tviya behisneimo. He made a tenai al menash loyit be'enu that he's not going to demand it back. The Rambam paskins Shmita 9:9 that shvius is mishamit such a chov. The Kesef Mishnah says in the name of Rami Korkus that it's not doima to a loan of 10 years. That shvius is not mishamit because it doesn't say lo yigos about such a loan. Because here it's different, and even though he's not able to demand the money back, since there is a debt, and the borrower is obligated to repay the debt, lotzis yidei shamayim, and even if the loivis toifes, the malvis toifes, grabs the possessions of the loive, he could take it for his loan. So therefore, this is a loan that is in the category of lo yigos, because there is still such a loan. So in other words, there is a loan, but there's no schus tvia. So that's what Shemitah does for us according to the Yireim. There's a loan, but it's asur to be toivea the loan, to demand the money back. And there is also no schus. He has no right to do so. It's like he's not the Baal Din Bechlau. So now we can understand the idea that Yisoinim Ktanim Tzrichim Pruzbul, that Yisoinim Ktanim, young orphans, require a Pruzbul. So what is, because the Beis Din is and Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino, they're taking care of the Yisomim. So therefore, you have to repay the Yisomim. It's like they have a Pruzbul. And therefore, you don't need a Pruzbul before. It's like they have one from the Beis Din. And we ask, what do you need a Pruzbul for? They're Ketanim. The whole Vort is that it's only in the realm of Isser, Shemitah, but in Mamanus there's still a Chov, so Ketanim don't have Isser. And in Mamanus there's still a Chov, so what do they need to come on to the Beis Din for? What do they need the Pruzbul of the Beis Din? The Rabbi Gamliel, who Beis Dino is a Vim Shel Yisayim. They don't need any help. In Isser they have no Isser, and in Mamanus they're still alone despite Shavias according to the Yireim. So that was our Kasha on the Shita Sayireim. It wasn't our Kasha. It was the Kasha of Rabbi Yenison and the Tumim. So we explained in the previous Shir that Yovid Loi Mahani is not a toilod of the Yisr. It's not pshat that it's asur, and mimela, if you do it, it's not chal. No, no, no. Rather, we said that that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us two things. It's asur, according to the man di'amar loy mahani. It's asur, and it can't be done. And therefore, even though the inyan isul, the ketanim are not b'nei mitzvahs, aval inyan ze shamra Torah, שהחוב אינו בר תביעה הוא ואין בכוחו של המלווה לטובו, זה נוהג גם בקטנים, כיוון דמידי דממונה הוא הנוגע לעצם החוב ואינו בתולדה מן האיסור. With respect, even though with respect to the union of the איסור, the קטנים are not b'nei mitzvahs, they're not chayiv in mitzvahs, they have no iser of collecting a shvius loan. But as far as that the Torah says that the chov is not a bar tviya, it's not demandable, and there's no schus tviya, there's no koach tviya of the malveh, that's no egam b'ketanim. Because the monetary aspect is not just a toilod of the Isser, in which case it wouldn't apply to the Ketanim, but rather it is a separate, independent element. And therefore, it applies to Ketanim and Gedolim alike. So the question is asked. So now we understand why they need a Beis Din, because they should have a koyach tvia. So Rabbi Gamliel Beis Din avim shel yisayim. So they ask according to the Yireim, from what it says, ne'eman adam loymar pruzbul hayali ve'ovad. that a person is believed to say, I had a peruzbul, and it got lost. Because since the rabbis were metaka in a peruzbul, loy shovik hetera ve'ochal isura. A person will not, since the rabbis were metaka in a peruzbul, a person will not leave heter and eat iser. Like, why would a person, he has an option of getting his money back. What's his option of getting his money back? Poshut. Doing a push, breaking a principle. So why would he be such a rasha and just demand the money back without the principle? Just get a principle and get your money back. It's the same for the same price. So therefore, he's believed to say that he had a principle and was lost because he's not going to leave het there and eat iser. Now, according to the Yechayim, that Shemitah is not a midi, the Isuro, the mitzvah. Shemitah is just a matter, not it's only a matter of Isser and mitzvah, but mominus dik, the loive has to pay on the monetary plane. The loive is chayiv just on the plane of heter ve Isser ve heter. One is not allowed to get the money back, demand the money back. But in the plane of mominus, monetarily speaking, purely, the loiva does have to pay it back. So why do we have to come on to the reason of lo shovak yeteira v'ochal isura? He's not going to leave, lo shovak yeteira, he's not going to leave heter and eat isur. It's pashut. He could say, I know it's heter. Bari, I have a bari that it's heter. By isurim, even by chazaka, bari is effective according to the Rashba. How many shirim have we had? I mean, yane Bari and Eirach HaNeman B'Yisurim and Baruch Hashem. So B'Yisurim Afilu B'Malkom Chazaka Ma'ani Bari according to the Rashba. So since we're only dealing with Isser over here, so Avada and Avada he can say Bari Li, that it's Heter. So why do we have to come on to the reason? No, he's believed because Lo Yishavik Heter V'Ochal Yisura. Just say he's Bari and that's it. Based on what we explained, it's very good. The halav milsa di isura bilchudau dehave elagam de mimona de letle koach tvi'a upshita de lo mahani bari de hamalve v'rak mitzad hachazaka de lo shavi ketera v'chulei hu de mehiman. Because it is not only a matter of Isser, but rather it is also a matter of Mammon. What's the Mammon aspect? He has no koach hatviya. He has no rights to demand it back. And therefore, it's pashut that the bari of the malve is not going to be effective to give him a koach hatviya. Because the koyach hatviyah is mamonistic. And bari doesn't help you in mamonis. Bari is good for iser. But in mamonis like this, bari is not going to help you. Because again, we're explaining according to the Yireim that yes, there's a chov. So mamonistic, there's still a debt. But he has no koach hatviya of the debt. He has no right to demand it, and that's in the plane of mammon. So since this is also mammon's dick, bari alone is going to help, and therefore we need to come on to the chazaka of lo shavik hetero ve'ochel isura, and that's why he's believed, but not merely because of the bari. And based on what we explained, we can take a step further. And say as follows, that be'emes, the sheresh hadin of Shemitah's ksofim is milsa de memayna. That din Shemitah's chal on the chov, shenifka mimenu koyach hatviya. Like according to the other shittas, not the Irayim, that the Igradin Shemitah is the Afkos HaChov. And on this Chov, in which Din Shemitah was Chal, there's a Lois Esay of Lo Yigos and an Essay of Shemot. There's a Lois Esay of not demanding it and an Essay of canceling it. So here also, L'didon, in the Shittas HaYireim, we can say that that's the Shoyresh. The Shoyresh HaDin of Shemitah as Ksofim is Moministic. And because Moministic, a person has no Koach HaTviya, there's a loisa say and an asay of lo yigos and shamot. So we asked in the first shir, it's effective to make a tenai of amenas shaloi tishmeteni shvis. To know kayim. And we asked, a tnai is only effective on davar shebemamon. Davar shebemamon to know kayim, makas 3b. That's why amanah shelo tishmeteni shvis is a good tnai. But l'shitas hayireim, it's not a davar shebemamon. It's just a milsa di yisura. It's mere iser. But now it's very good. You can make it tonight. Amanah shelo tishmeteni shvis. Because the etzem din shemitah is a davar shebemamon shetino kayim. What's the davar shebemamon? That he has no koach hatviya. And he's saying, amanah shelo tishmeteni b'shvi'is, so that means that I'm going to have a koach hatviya. So b'shoresh hadavar, it's a kein mamon. And memela, the iser is novea from the mamon. The iser stems from the mammon. If there's no mammon, there's no iser. So here there's no mammon. He made a tenai in the mammon. He made a tenai in his koach hatviya. And remela, there's no iser of lo yigos. And therefore the tenai is an effective tenai. And with this, now we can also explain the sheet of the Rosh that we saw in the first shir. Because the Ktzos asked on the Rosh in Simen Chof in Gittin, in our Perek, who holds that even though Shvis is only Meshamed at the end, however, ready at the beginning of the year, Beis Din isn't involved in collecting debts, and the Malveh himself should not demand the money back. There's already a lav of lo yigos. Just the Malveh doesn't have to say Mishamed ani if the loiva is perea me atzmai. So what do we see from the Rosh? We see l'chora that, similar to the Yireim, that at the beginning of the year they're still mominous involved, in other words, the money is still owed, just there's an iser to demand it back. But in principle, there is still a loan. And if that's true, how's a tnai shaykh? It's not a tnai in davar shebemamon, it's a tnai in milsa d'yisura, because from the beginning of the year, it's already a milsa d'yisura. So how is it possible that a tanai of amanah shelo tishmeteni b'shvi'is is effective? So we can explain the Rosh like we explain the Yireim. That it's not merely a milsa d'yisura from the beginning of the year, but rather there's no, the malva doesn't have a koach hatviya. So since already mitchilas hashmita, the din shmita was already chal, the din shmita already took effect, l'inyan hafkoas koach hatviya, That's where the loyigos comes from. That he has no right to demand it. So now we understand, according to the Rosh, for the kasha of the Ktzos. The Ktzos says, so how can you talk about it tonight if we're dealing with Mamanus? The answer is that the Mamanus, if we're dealing with Isser, how does the Tanai help? So the beginning of it is only Isser. No, even according to the Rosh, there's still Mamanus. The Isser is stemming from the Mamanus, meaning at the beginning of the year, there is a Chov, but there's no Koach HaTviyah on the Chov. There's no Koach HaTviyah. And from that come the Isserim of Lo Yigos. So Mamela, already from the beginning of the year, there is an Isser. Already from the beginning of the year, there is an Isser, but that Isser can be cancelled, an Isser of demanding the money back, but that Isser can be cancelled out with a Tanai, because the Isser stems from the Mammon. In other words, it all comes from there's no Koach HaTviyah. Since there's no Koach HaTviyah at the beginning of the year, he's no right to demand it. Memela, there's a Lo Yigos. But if he makes a Tanai, then there is a Koach HaTviyah, and then there's no Lo Yigos. That's how you can make a Tanai even though it's Isser, because not really Isser, it all stems from the Mammon, like we said in the Yireim. Now there's a difference between the din of Mechiras Shtorois than the din of Mamat Shloshtan. Mamat Shloshtan, when Ruvain owes Shimon money. And he says b'mamat shloshtan that he is transferring the chov. Loshen ha-gimor in gittin, amar avunu amar rav, mana li biyotcha. You have there's a mana of mine in your hands. You have $100 in mine. Don't give it back to me. Ela, he says to him, t'nei olo l'ploni. I want you to give it to Ploni, who's with us over here. So if this Amirov was b'mamat shloshtan, all three of them were present, kona, Ploini is kona this money, and you don't need another kinyan, you don't need Adim. This is the subject of much discussion. We had a shir on this, number of shirim, if I'm not mistaken. So that's mamat shloshtan. So you can sell a shtar, and you can have mamat shloshtan. So what's the difference between mechiras shtaros and Mamat Shloshtan? They're both transferring money, a debt. So by Mamat Shloshtan, the Mechira is on the Etzim Achov. And therefore, afterwards, the person who transferred the money can't be Moichel, because he gave over the Etzim Achov, like we see Tosis in Gittin 13b Tanayu. Mashenkin mechiras hashtorois, only the shtar was sold. When someone sells somebody a shtar chov, he only sells him the shtar, like we see in Bava Basra 76b. Koni loch iu v'chol shiabuda debay. Be koinin and all the shiabudim in the shtar, but the etzim achov wasn't sold. And therefore it's called en gufo mamon, because the etzim achov is still in the hands of the Meicher. So he didn't sell him something that was Gufo Mamon. He sold him a shtar, but not the Etzem Achov. So now the Lokeach of this Choiv has a Schus Tviyon Gviyah on the Chov. And therefore the Meicher can be Meichel. He can forgive this debt, because it's still coming to him. Just the person he sold it to has a Schus Tviyah. So with this yisod in hand, we could be miyashiv the kasha of the shach. What was the kasha of the shach? So we saw at the beginning of the first shir that it says in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that if somebody is moicher a shtar choiv la chaveroi, somebody sells his friend the shtar chov, if Shemitah already passed, we taina on behalf of the buyer that the moicher who sold it to him had a peruz bull and it was lost. Because whatever the moicher can claim, we claim for the lokeach. And if the moicher is moida that he didn't have a peruz bull, and he doesn't have nechasim, he's not neman to disadvantage the buyer of this shtar chov. Because it's chov la'acherim, he's not neman. So the shach brings the kash of the bach. Why is he not neman b'migu? He is a migu, he could have been moichel, because a moichel shtar chov la'chaveiro, b'chazor moichel o machul. And the shach asks himself, based on what it says in Siman Samach Vov, Sifkot Lamed Aleph Lamed Hey, that any taina shetoyin amoicher lifsol as a shtar, whenever the moicher wants to pass a shtar with a taina, like for example, it's already parua, that's like mechila. There's no mechila gadol mizu than saying it's parua, or some other way to pass a shtar. So the kasha therefore is, in our case, where he sold the shtar chov to his friend, he's not believed to say that he didn't have a principle. If it's after Shemitah, he's not believed to say that he didn't have a principle. Why does he not believe? It's like mechila. Because he's passing the shtar, so that's like mechila and he should be believed. That was the kasha of the shach. So now we can answer that kasha. That since the moicher says that he didn't have a prusbul, it's like mechila, and therefore you're going to tell me that he should be believed because he's believed to be moichel the chov. He's got a migu. Could have been moichel. Bach says he could have been, he's a migu, he could have been Meichel. And the Shach says this itself is Mechila. Saying that he doesn't have a principle is his way of being Meichel L'chav. It's a roundabout way of being Meichel L'chav. But no, because based on what we explain, it emerges that a taina by didn't have a prosbul is different than other tainas that disqualify a shtar like Perua. Like saying it was paid up already, chadoyme. In similar cases to that, why? Because in a taina like perua, that according to his taina, there's no chov. A select in the etzem a taina mechila al etzem a chov munachat b'ta'anato, encapsulated in his taina of perua, is a mechila on the etzem a chov. Mashenke in a taina that he didn't have a prusbul. That even according to his taina, there's still a chov. Keshitas hayirayim. The chov is still extant. The mumminess is still there. There's still a chov according to the yirayim. What's lacking? What's lacking is a koyach hatviya. Lacking a prusbul is lacking a koyach hatviya. Rak the koach tviya letle, the hashviyit hifkia koach tviya to, because shviyas was mafkias koach hatviya. Shviyas took away his right to demand the money, and therefore, what is he doing now by saying I don't have a prizbul? He's being moichel on the schus for koach hatviya. He's being moichel on the right to demand the money back. But not on the Etzem Achov. Like in the Yireim, the Etzem Achov is still there. According to the Yireim, there's still a Chov. There's Isser of Korach HaTi. He's got no Korach HaTviya. But there's still a Chov. The debt is still there. So it emerges. D'me'ata lo mehani mechilat ha-mocher klal. D'har-sharei koach v'zchut tviyat ha-chov lav dideyu. Ele d'ha-lokeach. Because what do we say before? Before we said that when you sell a shtar, what are you selling? You're selling the etzem achov? No. You're selling the schus tviya. Not selling the etzem achov, you're selling the schus tviya. So who's the schus tviya belong to? The lokeach. So you can't be moichel on the schus tviya, that belongs to the lokeach. And what about his mechila? His mechila on what? He wasn't Meichel, there's still a Chov here. Why is there still a Chov? Because according to the Arayim, there's still a Chov. Even without a principle, there's a Chov. So on both ends, the buyer is cool. The buyer is saved. To be Meichel on the Schus Tviya that you lose when you don't have a principle that the Meichel doesn't have the right to do. The schus tviya belongs to the lokeach. What does the moichar have the right to do to be moichal on the etzem achov? But saying that I don't have a principle isn't mechila on etzem achov. Etzem achov is still there according to the Yireim. Okay. But what about hodas baal din? Hodas baal din doesn't work. He's not ne'eman. Chov lachrini. He's disadvantaging the buyer. So that's why he's not believed to say that I had a prizbul and it was lost. Because what he's essentially saying is that I'm moichalam mischus tviya, but it's not his to be moichalam. The etzem achov is still there without the prizbul. And what about Adoz Baal Din? Not when it's chav lachrini, sorry Charlie. So Meli, he's not Naman. And what about the migu? He still has a migu of mechila. He could have been moichel on the etzem achov. So let him be believed to say that I lost my principle. Well, let him be believed to say that I never had a principle. And therefore the lokech is up the creek. In other words, the Bach's Kasha. So that there's an answer for. But in the meantime, we answer the Shach's Kasha. That this is not a type of Mechila to say that I had a principle and I got lost. Because again, all he's saying is that I'm Moichel on my Schus Tviya. I didn't have a prizbul, I have no schus tviya, but it's not his. It's the lokeach. The etzem achov is still there. Hodas baal din kamei edim dami. Not the baal din, chav lacharini. You have no right to be mochel. Even though you're not believed to say that you had a prizbul va'ovad, because you're chav lacharini when you say that. You're not believed to say that you never had a prizbul, because you're chav lacharini. So therefore, this is not a form of mechila. When he says parua, that's mechila. But this is not mechila. Okay, that's awesome. And if we have a next shiur, then we will answer the kasha of the Bach. But in the meantime, we saw Yesodus Gedolim. That really, even according to the Urayim, there's both Mammon and Isser. And the Mammon aspect is the Koyach HaTviya. And that's the Shoresh. And from that stems the Yisr, and that's also how we explain the Rosh. And we answered most of the kashas that we presented in the first shiur. And we saw Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And hopefully we will continue discussing Inyanei Shvius as the Shemitah year comes closer and closer. It's so exciting. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. We always have to remember that Sof Davar Kol Nishma Et Elokim Yirav Et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, see you soon.